Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Yesterday, I was with Richard Spencer. It was a great conversation because there were people in his group that are very well informed about the revolutionary phenotype, and they could ask relevant questions. It boils down to there's always going to be a bunch of people out there who are saying, oh, well, I just don't think it's going to go that way. I just don't think we're going to let ourselves become drones. I just don't think. But what you think is irrelevant, and what people will want is irrelevant. In the game of genetic modification, just like in the game of evolution, it doesn't matter what you want to become. It's what you become is what gets selected. And if we let it be selected for to be a drone, that's what will happen. So I was happy to be countering some of these low-level critiques because they were well-formulated and by intelligent people. Hopefully, Richard will publish this conversation publicly soon, but for now, it's for the members of his Substack. Me and my girlfriend, we were cleaning the house. We're doing a spring cleaning, and we're getting rid of a lot of stuff. I've put stuff on the border of the street. It got taken away. And we found this gift that Mama JF had been given me, had given to me, the Keep America Great. I must have paid a lot for this hat, let me tell you, because when Mama JF was going on I need to buy a gift for you, JF. I had to pay the gift, and it was hundreds of dollars on Amazon, and I was like, all of this for crappy joke gift. But here we are, 45th president, Keep America Great. It's nice to have this hat around. I won't be wearing it all day, but there it is, the classic Trump hat, memory of a time where there was more excitement for Trump to become a politician and mess with the system. Unfortunately, we didn't get much of this messing. We didn't get a drainage of the swamp. The swamp is still there, where we have to deal with this. Matt says, in large boomer font. Yeah, it's a version of the hat that is much more late, I think, because it's Keep America Great. It was probably the second election of Trump, the second election campaign. So, yeah, and perhaps it's a Chinese copy. I don't know. Maybe it is, or maybe it's an original from Trump. I have no idea. Mama JF got this on Amazon. Lily Greenberg is a Democrat from the Biden-Harris administration, a Jew, and she is resigning from the Biden administration over their policies in Gaza. Here is my resignation letter. She basically says, we're committing a genocide in Israel, and we're not doing anything for it. So basically, we side with it by giving little taps on the wrist to Benjamin Netanyahu. So, I mean, that's within system contradictions, because within the system, you end up having even Jews who are ashamed of what is being done here for Israel. And in the extreme cases, the far left turns onto itself. Here we have a Van Gogh painting that came to life thanks to AI. Yeah, it's beautiful. Another cheap application of AI that people will get tired of this, but it's the most fascinating thing would be, can I show this to Van Gogh? Reproduce a brain in your AI that feels like it's Van Gogh and then show it its creation. Years later, adjusted by new technology. That's what I would want to see. And then make him express his emotion at seeing his own work be worked on by technology into a humanized robot that will make me feel what the mind of Van Gogh feels. That would be awesome. Lendald says, that is quite impressive, actually. Yeah, it's beautiful. We had seen this many months ago. There was a round of those that came out. That's of Salvador Dali. Yes, have been done, a hermit. Lendald says, that one will be much more complicated, of course, but could be, in principle, happen at some point. Yeah, we talked a lot about the philosophy of mind yesterday with Richard Spencer and his members. There was one guy, Altruo, that was kind of annoying because he was one of these artists with a fixation. And so he was bringing in points that were not truly relevant. And it's like, okay, you can... It's all about the single thread, bro. We need to increase single thread processing. And it's like, I understand what he's talking about. I understand that single thread processes in CPUs will improve any calculation. I understand the limitations of parallel computing as they stand right now. I understand more than he thinks, but yet he's like, yeah, let me explain to you here, because when you learn with an algorithm, no. You don't understand the level I'm at, okay? You don't understand. I understand how computers work, really, for real. I even understand OpenAI. Swing It says, would there be enough inputs to recreate Van Gogh's brain? I mean, you probably don't have the possibility of going back into the past and 3D printing Van Gogh's brain. But you would have the possibility of creating an individual based on current humans and maybe equip it with the feeling that it's Van Gogh. Equip the brain with a delusion. We have some street talk that has made it to the Congress. Politicians are going at each other.
Tell me to calm down, because y'all talk noise and then you
can't
take
control.
Because if I come and talk shit about her, y'all gonna have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair, okay. Order.
Tell me to calm down, because y'all talk noise and then you can't take
control.
Because if I come and talk shit about her, y'all gonna have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
While this black politician is making her attitude crisis, Lauren Boebert is making the sign of cross. Lauren Boebert, who publishes feet porn on her Twitter. Lauren Boebert, who was seen on camera having her boyfriend just generously massaging her boobs publicly. And she's, oh my God, she just said the word shit. Oh no. Oh, Jesus, help me. Lendald says, JF, have you seen some of those blue brain simulations? They are really digging deep. Prof. Dr. Henry Markram used to be the principal project leader. Don't know these days where they are at. I know Markram. I do not know the blue brain, particularly this label, but I know that Markram is very serious in making computer models that are faithful to certain, say, neocortical structures and networking of various individual neurons being properly modeled. Even all that he's done, though, doesn't really come to it. We're not to the point where we can go from circuits to human consciousness and say, okay, that's that. That's your feeling of redness. That's your feeling of pain. We're not there. Although, you know, he's going to sell his stuff and he's going to make the case that it's kind of there or that we're getting there. It's not this, and we may not achieve this. We may not achieve this because we're headed toward a regression. Just see our boats bumping onto our bridges, and you can know that we're headed toward a regression of competence. Just look at how the current academia didn't jump on this. I mean, there's a standing scientific theory revolutionizing the way we see viral ancestry, explaining the emergence of life and the emergence of the genetic code, and they didn't jump on this. So we are in a regression culturally, because the society that I knew would have been jumping onto this. The young biologist that perhaps a Robert Rivers was or a Richard Dawkins was would have been hungry to talk and see what can we derive from this theory. But no, everyone is dead, basically. We're all big vessels waiting for our civilization to die. Here, PDD has been caught on camera from a 2016 recording, beating his girlfriend, then, what's the name of this girl? Miss Ventura. Kimora Lee Simmons. Oh, his girlfriend Casey. Okay. Girlfriend Casey. Let's see.
Allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
PDD walking. So apparently, I read the complaint of this girl because she had already initiated and she had been victorious in the sense that she had settled with PDD. So she had an amount of money being reimbursed to her. She was saying that PDD made her a star, beat her up for around 10 years, that there was a pattern where he was forcing her into sex with him, forcing her into sex with his male prostitute employees, that there was some cuckoldry happening, some cuckold fantasies, that he had blown up. I had talked about this in a previous show, that he had blown up a car of a guy who was interested in her to threaten him. And that he was enclosing her in an hotel suite or room or floor whenever he had beaten her down because he didn't want people to see her injuries. So she was forced to go for a couple of days or a week into a hotel room so that people wouldn't see the damage to her face. Now, this is a scene in which they were at a hotel and he was sleeping. She tries to flee, goes away, and he goes back to beat her down before she can catch the elevator.
The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint...
All right, so that would be the scene. Let's see here. We have a pulling her from the back.
Shows Combs assaulting his...
Judo takedown.
...girlfriend, Cassie Ventura.
She immobilizes...
In a hallway.
Kicks her ass...
At a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit
grabs her stuff that she was about to enter the elevator with.
Filed by Ventura.
Kicks her ass.
In November last year.
She protects her tie with her hand but stays immobilized.
And settled the next day. Referenced actions that.
He then grabs her by the arm or the shoulder part of her shirt and brings her back to the hotel.
In this video. There is.
Well, yeah, I mean, she got reimbursed for this suffering, basically, so she has made a deal. Of course, those are not honorable ways to treat a woman, but at the same time, there are women who are fucking insane in this world, and I don't know what she has done to deserve this. Perhaps nothing, perhaps something. There are women who will give trouble to someone like PDD, and PDD lost it and responded. I don't advocate for violence, so I don't feel here a need to defend PDD. on top of it, he's been engaging in some very degenerate stuff. But I would point out that she joined this context of degeneracy voluntarily. She joined a party guy that was giving her drugs. She was into drugs. She was into all of the sex parties of Diddy. So she certainly has a part of the guilt onto her. Gentlemen.
You paid $4,000 to swing big sticks and scream in the woods with the aim of releasing your anger?
It is imperative that we allow ourselves safe spaces to release this fiery, hot emotion from within us.
So it's called the Rage Ritual Retreat. And the founder's name is Mia. And she describes herself as a spiritual fairy godmother and is known online as Mia Magic.
You're gonna need big sticks.
Right now, I feel angry. Right now, I feel frustrated. Everything, whatever you're feeling, let it out. Express yourself.
Now, participants are encouraged to scream, to think of people and experiences that have wronged them, and swing big sticks for up to 20 minutes or until they can no longer move their arms as a way to release their emotion.
I mean, this is like a training camp for some hellish female lives that will, I mean, these girls will give you trouble once they're out of the woods. They're basically training to be witches.
This is a place where we get to go full out without any feeling of restriction.
Who has made me angry? Who has hurt me? Who has broken me? Who has cut me down?
Now the rage rituals go down in the...
No one. You're in the fucking forest alone.
Forest, so that they don't have to worry about bothering people nearby. And if you're thinking of joining a rage ritual, the packages range from $2,000 to $4,000. And you know people online are sharing their thoughts on this creative therapeutic outlet. One user said, where is this? Asking for a friend. And this user said, I want in. While
females are thirsty for violence, let me tell you. I mean, this is getting popular and you have their comments. This shows there is a sleeping violence amount in females that is not getting released, and it will get released on you if you partner with one at some point. Hermit M says, I heard they did this in Japan years ago, except with people put in rooms where they were smashing pottery and kitchenware. It didn't help with people's stress. No surprise. Barnaby Bruto says, going there should invalidate your right to vote. We live in a society. We got past smashing sticks on the ground. Grow the fuck up, woman. I think it goes into the whole narrative of, oh yeah, society doesn't want to see this side of you, so come and release it, because if you keep it inside, it's the whole theory behind psychology. Freudian psychology and other forms, you have an unconscious desire to do something degenerate. Society doesn't let you do it. Therefore, you become frustrated and you feel a need to... This frustration that is not satisfied, this version of yourself that you're not living is now breaking the rest of your life. It's absolute bullshit. There's no scientific ground for it. Thinking like this is what led to the whole domain of psychology. A whole domain that doesn't have to prove that their interventions work at all. Boiling Frog says, it's an actual business in Levis. You go, you pay and smash plate, cars, furnitures, whatever you want. You just have to pay. That sounds like the premise under Westworld. There is currently a trend around Swamp Woman and Southern Woman and their accent. There is a high valuation being put on this accent these days.
It's hot outside today. Shoo-wee, well, butter my ass and call me a biscuit, y'all. It is hotter than Satan's ass crack out here. I mean, it's as hot as a goat's ass in a pepper patch. Even an AC is about as useless as tits on a boar hog, y'all. I am sweating like a whore in church. Goodness gracious, y'all.
Sweating like a whore in church. Okay, those are cute. Okay, those are cute, but I think she was just making, she was imitating basically the style of behavior. I don't think it's her natural accent. So yeah, we need to talk about this, which is memeing a lot on social media. This girl has been complaining. There doesn't seem to be something in that video that she reveals is wrong about her, but something tells me there's something wrong. And generally with women in that age bracket, it's to not understand that you have been losing value. It's to not understand that you're going to have to settle for a guy. And very often it's the problem of threshold. It's the problem of you want too much. You expect too much from the dating market, and you don't know the amount of problems you represent for a man being in your late reproductive career, wanting to be with a man, but being so frustrated about it that something tells me if a guy gets with this girl, he's going to get a lot of trouble. He's going to get crises, demands, arbitrary demands. She seems like she would be a costly adventure to take, but let's see what she has to say.
Quick question. Are you fucking kidding me?
So already this attitude. It's like you are making a video. You're not even in a hot moment. You're not even under the pressure of everyday life and the hate of of the guy you're with. You're already reverting to violence. By the way, if I do this, if I'm like, yeah, let's vote Trump, I pass as violent because I'm a male. But the reality is females who do this, there was this Fox News, you know, this cute Fox News blonde. She did the same. She started tapping on her table, and I see those as signs of, okay, you don't have a fully gentle woman here. You have a woman who can hit her own fist in frustration.
Like, I am so sick and tired of just everything right now. Everyone is so quick to say.
Yes, new guy says violent hands, violent mind. Yeah, you don't have self-control. And this girl, I wouldn't be surprised that she reverts to throwing Kleenex boxes at you when she's not happy with how much you've made in the week or whatever.
Hey, stop doing this. Stop thinking like this. Stop doing, like, stop telling.
So she has a lot of people around her saying, you are thinking it wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. I have literally...
Maybe you're wrong, you know? It takes a lot of balls to be alone. I won't criticize her because I'm that way. You can have a billion people telling me I'm wrong. I know people are retarded, so I discount, divide by 1 billion, and I say, okay, that's just one person telling me I'm wrong. But you have to be very intelligent to be going on your own way and be right against people telling you you're wrong.
Convinced myself at this point, based on everything that everyone's telling me, my therapist, my family, my friends, that I'm just doing everything wrong.
So being in therapy is already a red flag. If you need therapy, you're probably a very troubled person, and you will bring trouble to whichever man decides to make a bet that you will produce enough babies to be worth it.
I'm healing wrong. I'm thinking wrong.
If you're talking about healing, healing is a red flag word. Healing is a broken woman and she's not healed. When you use the word healing, you're not healed. People don't come to me and say, I've been healed. I've been healing myself successfully. I'm done with it. No, there's no such thing. Healing is a word used by those who know that there's something wrong about themselves, but they don't know what it is.
I'm training wrong. I'm doing relationships wrong. Everything I do is fucking wrong, and I'm so sick of it.
So probably overtrained, probably kind of a psychopathic pursuit of exercise, which is fine. That's one of the things that is totally fine. I mean, she is beautiful as a consequence of it.
Look at it. Stop comparing. It's not even about comparison. Like, I genuinely just want love in my life so badly.
Do you want it badly enough that you are willing to review your value? Because that's when you sell a house, you're going to sell it at some price. The question is, will you reach that price where you accept to sell it? If I say I really want to sell that house badly, then I would expect I'm ready to really lose some money on it. I'm ready to down the price a lot. Are you willing to down the price on yourself, given that only in 1 minute of observation you have displayed a red flag of physical violence, a red flag of some sort of psychopathic OCD tendency, which probably is good for you in the gym, but bad for you in other spheres of your life. And you have given no sign that you're willing to change your threshold of acceptance. Would you go out with a male that's imperfect? That is one thing I would encourage women to ask themselves. Would you go out with a male who's in therapy right now? Would you go out with a man that's ugly? Would you go out with a man that is not making money? Because those are negative things for males. Now, I just listed five, and I'm sure that any one of these five is a no-no for you. But I can list five defects that you have, woman. And somehow a man, a perfect man, is supposed to accept this. Leaving aside the fact that she's about to reveal that she's 29, she's on the lathe. So at 29, okay, I take you at 29. There's 1 year of emotional attachment where you will express your OCD tendencies and your high demands of me. You're going to test me for the stability of my salary, and I'm going to have to pay all these adventures and demonstrate that I have money to you. Now you're 30 years old. Now I have to deal with the whole setting up of a life together while we, perhaps if I'm very lucky, you accept to make a baby at 30, 31. We're on the line for one or two babies with this girl, if you're lucky.
It's literally not about anyone else. It's just about me and what I want. And being fucking over the fact that I don't have it. I feel like I have done so much work on myself.
So see, she reverts to herself. The others are the problem. The rest of society is the problem. I've made so much work on myself. Why is it that I can't find a male who's as good as me? Well, there's your problem. You won't take an ugly male. You won't take a male who's been divorced once. And by the way, at 29 years old, that means you may be aiming for a 35-year-old male. Can you imagine what it takes to have a 35-year-old male who hasn't married? You're dating in the low section of humanity here. So be more plastic on your criteria. Choose a male that has its own defect the way you have your own defects.
Myself, I have built a beautiful life for myself. I'm happy.
No, it's a crappy life. You've built a life of slavery to a bunch of people who rent cubicles, literally. Farmers of the city who rent cubicles. You are a lemon getting pressed every month, and you are making good business for them. You may be happy, but your happiness is irrelevant. You're not pregnant.
With my life where I'm at, my job, I'm successful, I'm independent.
No, those are not valuable attributes to have. Can you take a plane and come live with me in Wisconsin? That would be a good attribute to have. you know what? I'm so available and I want to help you, JF. I'm going to follow you anywhere in the world. And we're going to have babies. No, because she has a job. She has her cubicle that makes her happy. She is 29, so we need to act quick. So now I need to move to her place because she has built a beautiful life for herself.
I'm healthier than I've ever been. I take such good care of myself.
That is good. That makes you that makes her a high-value female still. That's why I can't believe she has difficulty finding a male. You know, even despite all the troubled thinking and the troubled life, and the fact that again and again, these girls, every single fucking video they make, they all have the leather seats. This is $2,000. Every single troubled woman has these leather seats. Do they emit chemicals? I will never have these leather seats because I'm not paying $2,000. I will pay a little to get them removed because I have seen their effect on the female psyche. These leather seats are a sign of luxury, and it has put all of these female videos in cars. You will notice there's not a single one without the leather seat. Those are extra options you take when you take the car. It's probably being paid monthly, by the way.
Truly the only thing I'm missing.
But yeah, in terms of her value, she's a 29-year-old, beautiful, healthy, thin. If it wasn't of all the other problems, just these three attributes, she's still a relatively high-value female, and she wants to be in a couple. Raised Fist says, Shrigma Male would accept her. Exactly, but would she accept Shrigma Male? Shrigma Male is healthy and thin, like her. Shrigma Male is available. He has a job. He's self-sustaining. He's in fact doing very well. So she wouldn't accept Shrigma Male because he doesn't have that je ne sais quoi that she's looking for.
Thing in my life is someone to enjoy it with.
Someone to enjoy it with? Like seriously, think about what you exude. If I was coming here and saying, I would like to enjoy life. Is there a girlfriend out there who wants to enjoy life with me? I mean, this is... I feel attacked already. Everyday life with her must be quite painful. All I want is to enjoy it? JF, why aren't you enjoying your day with me? Well, maybe it's because of this voice.
And I'm so sick of waiting. Like, when is it going to be my turn? What more do I have to...
You have to claim your turn on the market. And this is what they refuse to accept. This girl is not so far from having success in her life. You have to claim your turn on the market. That means settling for what's there. There are millions of guys who would accept this girl. So I'm not worried. It's not a question of demand. The demand is there. Just pick the most beautiful of them. And maybe he's not perfect, but just pick the best you can find. That must exist. There must be actually pretty high-quality males who will go with this. Dino Logovic says, you have to stop making TikTok videos. That's one thing to consider, but actually it can also amplify, you know, your display, and perhaps there is a guy somewhere in America that would take her, and he sends her a DM. Boiling Frog says, she is on the edge of success. Versus Bucks Wine Cat Lady. Yes, it could go both ways. Doesn't take much for this girl to have a husband next week. Doesn't take much.
To do to fix myself before I'm just allowed to be happy, before I'm allowed to meet this universe soulmate person that God supposedly has for me. How much harder do I have to pray and manifest and wait?
Manifest, pray, and wait. No, you have to settle.
I feel like I'm being punished for something I didn't do. And I'm just so tired. I'm so tired.
Well, the whole of life, you know, is punishment for stuff you haven't done. you have to reconnect to reality and accept, okay, there's no punishment here. It's just the way the world is. My level of beauty, my age, my condition, my every trouble with me is valued this on the market. And maybe this is a weird guy who's an electrician and he's not making as much money as you'd want. Or maybe he's maybe he has some defect, just like you have a defect here in the eye. Maybe he's imperfect, but I am sure that there is millions of people right now who are available for reproduction. You have to get going quick. Settle.
I don't expect a lot.
You don't expect a lot. I doubt this. This is the one statement she said that I doubt the truth of.
I just want love in my life so bad. I want my life partner. I just...
Well, the fact that she wants it is already this is the best start. You want it. Now, can you be interesting for the level of market that you're looking at? Can you be a good wife for a guy that you will be finding is a good husband? And I don't know if she's made the work to be interesting. She's made the work to be beautiful. I don't know if she's made the work to be pleasant to be around.
Am I just supposed to be alone? Like, is that the message? That this beautiful life I...
So she must be the kind to paranoia around rejection. See, she's not finding a man of the value she wants. And she reverts immediately. Her brain goes to, am I supposed to be alone? Is that what it is? Should I be left behind? This is a kind of girl who will paranoia, who will develop paranoid delusions around you leaving her behind or leaving her alone or not caring enough for her.
I've built for myself like it's just supposed to be me in it alone.
Well, you made every move since you're 20 for that life alone. You developed the career that would make you independent. You developed the apartment, the car that would make you independent. So every move you've made for the last 9 years, we're directing you away from a husband and toward yourself, including becoming a TikToker or whatever it is that you're filming now.
Like, I know I have my dog and I love him so much, but like, I need love.
Get rid of your dog.
All of my friends have their fiancés and their boyfriends and their husbands that they prioritize. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I've been left behind. And I...
You are a high-priced object in a market where people don't have money. So you're not being approached by males because they're like, oh, look at her. She is overdone, over-made up. She's beautiful. This is too much trouble for me. I can't take it. So you are pricing yourself out of the existing market. Simplify the makeup, simplify the looks, and work on your inner self. Hermit says, yeah, touch sink pets are not good for you. Well, the problem is you accept a girl and you accept another responsibility of a non-genetic entity that you have to support, maintain, and it's going to take attention away from baby making. Every dog you have is a baby you don't have. Boiling Frog says, seriously, she's playing on easy mode as a woman, and still she complains. Women are so tiresome. Oh, yeah. Because if I was to talk to her, I would have her admit there are millions of guys out there who are available, who are fit to be your husband. You just don't want them. This is an easy game to have. Your game is only to lower your standard enough so that you catch one. That's not so bad. There are guys who are interesting for zero woman. And by the way, that's mostly male life most of the time. To be interesting for zero woman. Can you imagine not having this bank of million of people who could potentially be your husband? Can you imagine having truly zero people loving you? That's how it feels to be a man every day. So yes, she has the easy game and she complains.
I really just want to find that person that matches my energy and...
Matches the energy. So here we are. We have an introduction to how she self-justifies within her mind, how she perceives her demands to be. So these somewhat fat guy, somewhat not rich enough guys, somewhat working class guys, they don't have the matching energy. So when you wear a dress like this and you're sexy like this and you're thin like this and you have the perfect 90s boobs of thin woman and you have these beautiful curly hair, you are expecting a match of energy, which is basically she is expecting a male of high, high quality to be paired with her on her leather seats. You may find this if you get lucky, but there's probably going to be something wrong with the male that you find because you're late in the game. You are broken mentally. And so the person who will accept you at a negative cost. Like, this is how I process when a female approaches me. Do we have a life together or not? I'm like, okay, that's a problem. 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 And then what is the quality of this woman? Well, if she has the quality that will revert all of the problems and make it positive for me, then sure. But it's with all the cost in mind. And yeah, if she has dogs, if she has a job, then my life revolves around maintaining her job. And if she has a car, well, now I have debt responsibilities showing up. That is the computation that happens in a male. And with your beauty, you can totally fit that computation toward the positive. But the male that you find may not be the one that you dream of.
And wants to build a life with me. Is that so hard?
Wants to build a life with me. Well, I think she will find someone. Maybe it was also a fake cry. You know, some females on TikTok, they like to attract attention. And they romanticize their own story. Master Slave says, JF is just as choosy as the woman he is complaining about. I just bang anyone. That is not true. I'm not choosy. I am appreciating value. Most of the times in my life, I didn't have the privilege of saying no. Most of the time in my life, as someone explained recently on the dating podcast, I don't remember which one it was. Maybe it was explaining this to the Dave guy, the Dave guy and his whatever podcast. And he said, we guys are not in the position to say no. Because at all time, there is zero women who are interested in us. And then sometimes there's one. And so the position of the man is often to say non-reproduction or reproduction with this. Only very privileged males can even get engaged in some choosing. Now, I've had this privilege at some point in my life. It was very recently. I've had the privilege of having this moment of choice, of saying, do I say yes to this or do I go on with my life, which is already awesome? And I said yes. So I had in my dating career, I had a single time out of hundreds of women. I've had a single time in my life where I could say yes or no. And I was all set. I was considering that my family was already formed. So it is an extremely rare experience to be choosy for males. Hardcore Henry will always be the greatest of all time. Oh yeah, people were sharing these clips of Hardcore Henry. That was a late good movie, I have to say. You know, it's the movie that's all filmed from the helmet of the guy. It was a very experimental movie that it didn't lead to many movies of that sort being produced and being popular. It's really a once in a lifetime experience. And of course, it's probably a consequence of the development of video games and first person shooters. But it was cinematic innovation. I liked Hardcore Henry more than I thought I would. Master Slave says, JF puts too much thought into it. Be like an animal. I mean, most of my life, I didn't have to put much thought into it. Because, again, you're in the digital choice. There's zero woman who likes me. There's one woman who likes me. So you always take the woman and whatever it is. But yeah, being an animal is not in my nature. I'm of course thinking about the consequences of what I do most of the time. Vitalik Buterin says OpenAI's GPT-4 has passed the Turing test. Yes, I guess. I guess you could say this. To me, this counts as GPT-4 passing the Turing test. Since the launch of ChatGPT, there has been a lot of loose talk about AI having passed the Turing test or even blown past it. But this was premature and probably incorrect. A new paper tests whether GPT-4 passes the Turing test with mixed results. Let's explore. Yeah, certainly ChatGPT. The thing is, it's not because something is recognizable that it's not an AI that is satisfiably human. Because everyone is recognizable. Like, if I was to write, you would eventually, if you know enough of my writing and my ways of speech, you would know, oh, it comes from JF. The fact that you detected JF doesn't mean that I don't generally sound like a normal human being. And I would give the same looseness and the same gracefulness to AI in the Turing test, which is, yeah, you can guess that a text has been produced by AI, but it's very human level what they're outputting. It's just cleaner and more organized, but it's totally capable within the parameters of what a human does. And in fact, there are many humans on Earth who couldn't produce a paragraph the way ChatGPT does. So if you compare already to the more stupid humans, ChatGPT has blown past a long time ago. Dino Legovich says, I'll use ChatGPT for programming. It is amazing. People say this. Let me tell you, I work in programming, so I know the stuff. If ChatGPT is a good part of your programming life, you are a low-level, uninteresting programmer, and you suck at life. I will just say this, like, I get it that you can get started and perhaps you go see ChatGPT and you start with a framework. You say, build me a JavaScript that does this, and then perhaps you can build on this. But in like, seriously, and he's offended on the regular chat. Seriously, Dino Legovich. And, you know, saves time. The problem, I mean, I don't know, maybe you guys are in some other field of programming than me. When I get into making something, it's a product of art. And there's no way ChatGPT takes any of it. It's forged in mathematics. It's my creation. It's beautiful. It flows. It feels tight. I'm not letting this pleasure. The thing is, the life of a programmer, I don't know about you guys. Maybe you're in totally different fields and it works differently. But to me, the life of a programmer, it's on about 1% of the day I am actually typing the code. Most of the day I'm feeling, I'm conceiving of the math. I'm like, oh yeah, this loop will set time out, and then it's going to get captured by the next loop that's at 4,000 milliseconds, and then this loop will catch it back, and we're just going to check that the effect is still running, and then we're going to light up and fade. Like, that's the kind of, sometimes I do front-end stuff, sometimes I do Node.js, back-end, socket communication, but I'm always thinking of loops in my head, and that's most of the work, getting to, okay, it will be formulated in that way. I'm not giving this pleasure to this one person, to ChatGPT, and even if ChatGPT speeded up that process, the big dirty work of programming is to make sure that at the end it works like originally intended. And ChatGPT will generally not help you with this. So I'm not letting the conception part of my art to a robot. Sorry. And maybe one day I will be outcompeted and you guys are going to be like approved ChatGPT programmer. And everyone will want to hire you guys and no one will want to hire me. But as long as this is not happening, I know I still produce interesting stuff. DK Shadow says, the code optimizers are very good nowadays. You don't have to do low-level programming anymore. I don't even know about code optimizers. That's how much of an old-school guy I am. Sometimes I deliver work, and I swear the guys are like, what the fuck? They're like, have you run it into optimizer and verification process? I'm like, no, I don't know what these things are. No, it just works. It's just, I don't do verification or whatever they talk about. I'm like, no, this is just, it works. It's a great program. It's optimized by my mind. You don't need an optimizer for it. It works and you'll see it work, and you can run it on a Pentium 75 megahertz if you want. It's so efficient. It will work. It's funny. It's actually funny sometimes the reactions I get, because I am disconnected from the modern times in many ways in my programming. I am programming like a like a classical C++ guy in an environment that expects Node.js. And so I do what I have to do. I produce a node, but my heart is elsewhere. Ariel Suarez says, Jeff, I need to forge complex logical structures with for each loops, iterating through the elements of collections with each processing several attributes, which I can modify and output efficiently. To this, I dedicate my life. ChatGPT is not worth it. Yeah, great, exactly. And Ariel Suarez, I know, is a programmer and someone who has followed courses in computer science. So yes, everyone has their own way, ultimately. And Master Slave says, JF sounds like every candidate I didn't hire. I don't care, you know? Because the fact is, ultimately, the fact that you have a job is that your products are still valuable on the market. That's it. And I'm at the top of the game. I consider myself a very good programmer. So ultimately, yeah, don't hire me. I don't want to be hired, by the way. I don't do employment. But if you ever need a product and your employees are too incompetent to do it, then come and see Papa JF. IDF recovers 3 deceased hostages, including 22-year-old Shani Luk. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, made a major and tragic announcement on Friday. So this classical girl who was representative of the kidnapped Israelis, her body has been found. So her mom was hoping she was still alive. I was like, not very likely. Raised Fist says, I understand. I'm a programmer, but I consider myself at the top of evolutionary biology. No, I'm certainly not at the top in terms of my medals and CV. I have never learned programming, by the way, at the university. I am really a self-taught guy who does contracts. Yeah, I mean, you can claim more prestige than me if you want. I don't care. Ariel Sorez says, by the way, if you have worked with Java, do you know of the Spring framework? No, I don't. I don't know the Spring framework. Never heard of this. But Java, you're talking about real Java. I don't work with real Java. I work with JavaScript, but not real Java. Not Java. DTCC Chainlink complete fund tokenization pilot with JP Morgan, Templeton, and other financial giants participating. So that's an important news. What they are working on, and Chainlink, you know, Chainlink is such a bunch of fucking salesmen. They are filled with teams of salesmen. It gets annoying. Because they are out there trying to push the use of their product. And it's like, how do you pay all these people? I don't know. But you know, they have some innovative stuff. And it's interesting to have a system of servers that basically does blockchain monitoring and blockchain updating and smart contract Oracle systems. But what they are working on with JP Morgan is tokenization of funds. So we're talking about, let's say you have Apple stock. It's real Apple stock. Now you want to trade your real Apple stock on the blockchain. You want to send it not to a legal individual in the US. You want to send it to a ETH address. They are creating tokens. That's what tokenization is. So now you have an ERC-20 NFT token that represents the $1 billion of Apple stock you have. Now, JP Morgan takes this real Apple stock, puts it on the side, and says, I'm keeping it on the side while this token is being exchanged on the Ethereum network. Now, this was accomplished once by the Luna network, where they had fictitious assets on the blockchain that were representing real-life assets. Like, you had a token that was representing the Apple stock. But the guy, the founder of Luna, got totally destroyed, arrested, and Luna totally failed. Because ultimately, it's almost fraud when you don't do it cleanly. But of course, if JP Morgan wants to do it, they're probably going to do it in a way that is legal within securities laws. So basically, they will take away the Apple stock, create a blockchain token that represents the Apple stock that they hold. So if you do this, your token isn't fraudulent. Your token represents the actual thing that it claims to be. This has a lot of potential. This could change the world, and it could make JP Morgan even more powerful than they currently are. So very important to follow these developments. The whole economy could digitize itself through Chainlink and JP Morgan. Burning Frog says, swing it. White men need to take back their countries. They are still the builders, the backbone of the economy, and those who maintain the system that makes all of this possible. I have one question. Want to do what I'm talking about or make the next generation and life 50 times worse? Okay. New guy says, I order you to go out and find a nice girl who wants to have sex with you right now. They were all saying this to Swing It, who was saying, Swing It is refusing to have sex. He's saying non-reproductive sex is gay. Well, that's a decent position. It's not one that I force. I think sometimes to interact with the world, you have to have sex with woman. But generally, I agree with the statement and the mood. If certainly we should de-emphasize all those forms of sex that are not reproductive and concentrate on the reproductive. That is it for tonight, boys. And Paul Pelosi, by the way, the Hammer attacker, got 30 years in jail, in prison. Paul Pelosi, Hammer attacker, who had shown on the body cam of the police with Paul Pelosi, the husband of Nancy Pelosi, in underwear, and he was like, and with the smile, he took the hammer and went at Paul Pelosi. Ah! So basically, he was trying to kidnap Paul Pelosi or something, and he got surprised by the police because Paul Pelosi was able to. Call for help. I remember the smile of this guy. He's going to spend the next 30 years in prison. Of course, he attacked the guy with a hammer. But is everyone spending 30 years in prison for hammer attacks and random physical assaults on the street? That seems like a very harsh punishment. Much love. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.